and welcome to week 9 of the Bet MLS with Dero and Oso Show. Been another 4-4 week, but another positive week overall. I hit my dog again with DC United. Montreal's terrible. One, that stoppage time goal for New York kept you from a winning week, but Vela was a nice play.
The one that no one wanted to see.
No one wanted to see it. Literally, everyone was rooting against Red Bulls in that one.
Yes.
But you know what? It is the first time for your underdog. And don't worry, I'm not just here to rag on you. I'm going to give you some compliments here in a second. It was the first time you didn't have a full loss on your underdog. So we'll take that. It's movement in the right direction.
Yeah, you can call it that. But, you know, we still want that win. We still want to get that win finally, because this is starting to get ridiculous.
Well, on the other side, though, I updated our Bet MLS tracker yesterday, and you're crushing it on the money lines, though. 6-2 yeah. This year, up almost 5 units. We're 11-5 overall, up over 7 units on our money line. Which, yeah, we'll take that.
The one thing I will say is, look, so I'm doing really good with my best bets. We talked about it, I think, 2 weeks ago, how you're always the one who gets in their picks first. And I would say there's been at least 2 or 3 times where we both would have had the same dog pick, but you got it first, which is, again, happens this week. But so I would be up if I if we could both pick the same one, I'd be up on my dog picks as well.
Excuses. Well, and you're up on your goals. I'm 1-7 on my goal picks. But again, you're up in every other category across the board. It's just been the dog. And it's like such fine margin, because if that 90th minute goal doesn't happen last week, it's like, okay, plus 2 more units, like, because it was plus 400, I think.
That's happened multiple times this year. Well, also, I mean, it's been also, you know, we had the one where I finally picked a draw and then it was a win.
Yep.
All the times it was a win, but it was a draw.
We're up combined about 4.5 units for the year, so we'll take that after 8 weeks. That's a pretty solid ROI. Let's keep it going again this week. Since I had the better week last week, I'll start us off again this week. I'm going down to Houston for my money line favorite of the week. I got it at -102. I would lock this in as soon as possible if you like it. We have seen these lines move, and I would absolutely expect this to be like -125, -130 by kickoff on Saturday night. Houston this year, 3-3-1. I would say they're having a nice season above expectations for Ben Olsen. On the road, we saw last week against New York, they had a bad game. They got the point. They nearly got out of there with the win, but they're 0-3-1 on the road this year. They've given up 8 goals. You go down to Houston, it's humid, gross, not the best, not my favorite city, Ben. But the Dynamo are 3-0 at home this year, 6 goals scored. They haven't allowed a goal at Shell Energy Stadium now.
What name is that for the stadium? That's got to be at least 5 PNC, in the past, like 5
BBVA,
years.
Shell, and then what was the very
was BBVA, first? BBVA Compass was the first name.
That's
right.
Yeah, BBVA, then PNC. Now it's Shell. I think there's one we're missing.
Well, there was BBVA Compass and BBVA. They went through 2 names at once, basically.
Four-name stadium. They have got Inter Miami coming to town this weekend. They look great to start the season. They beat Montreal. They beat Philly. Since they are 0-5, 2 goals scored, 8 goals allowed, they have not scored a goal away from home this year. I can't look past Houston getting basically even money against a team that bad. There's a couple things that give me pause. Miami did not play last weekend, so they're coming off a bye week, which it's always nervous to fade a team coming off a bye week. Leo Campagna missed quite a few games. He came on last week or 2 weeks ago. He's had a lot of time to get healthy. They've been targeting this game as one they want to get a result from. But the numbers back it up that Houston is a better team than, you know, the underlying numbers back it up. The Miami defense is pretty bad. I think that it's a good matchup for Houston and even money for a team that's undefeated at home and hasn't allowed a goal so far this year. Give me the Dynamo for my favorite pick of the week. We are going to go down to Orlando now to hear your favorite.
Yeah, I think this is another one that, you know, kind of popped out pretty quickly for me.
It did for me too.
Orlando is not, you know, playing exceptionally well. They've been pretty middling for the most part, average. If you look at their results, they really only have one bad result on the year. Everything else is pretty much what you'd expect. Home loss to Charlotte was not good. Coming off that road win in Minnesota against their former gaffer, Adrian Heath. But yeah, I mean, if you look at their results, they've been pretty decent. The numbers say, hey, they're not that great, but they're playing against a team in DC who's not been good at all. Now they have Lewis O'Brien come in. He's obviously scored last week. Coming off that win against Montreal, Montreal, we know, is the worst team in the league right now. How much can we really take away from that? All these games have been pretty low scoring for Orlando, and
We'll
DC's
get
been
to that.
pretty. Yeah, we'll get to that. So we're gonna get to that a little bit later. But both these teams have been playing pretty low scoring games recently. So that's where it gives you a little bit of worry where DC Knicks won. It's gonna be tough for Orlando to score two in that one. But I just don't see. I just think a -110 at home for an Orlando team that's playing. You have an average team versus a below average team,
Yes, that's it.
and it's -110 at home. So you got to take it.
Yeah, no, that's exactly what I was thinking on this one, is that DC maybe you're getting a few extra points of value, because since DC won last weekend, the books are keeping them a little bit higher than they should have. But anyone who places a single ounce of stock in the win over Montreal, we'll take the money we got from that last weekend. But I don't think I'll be backing DC again this season. I think Orlando at home, this is a game they need. This is a game you got to win. Like, if you want to keep up in the playoff race, Orlando's got to win this game. So yeah, I like that. And we'll segue straight into that, to our totals, because I think there's a lot of correlation there. We already talked about it. So my favorite total of the weekend is going to be Orlando DC under 2.5. And it's coming in at -105, which I think is a really good number for this. I think this should probably be more like -125, -30. So at that number, I really like under 2.5 goals in Orlando versus DC. Three out of four DC road games have gone under this total. Three out of four Orlando home games have gone under this total. Against the worst defending team in MLS, we saw DC really not. They won last week, but they didn't create a lot of chances. Two of the bottom 10 teams in non-penalty expected goals created this year. Middle of the pack defensively, but this game screams 1-0, 2-0 for Orlando, hopefully. And we cash both tickets here on we Ben, we have way too much invested in Orlando versus DC. This is not a game you want to watch unless you are invested in it.
I seem like we always double up on some games. Always.
And it's always the worst game of the weekend, too, pretty much.
Always.
One of the worst
Yes.
games on paper. Well, actually, a really good game last weekend was in Charlotte. Their games have had a lot of goals. Their games have been exciting. And you've got a play on this one coming in at +140. I like this.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think Charlotte has been one of the worst defensive teams so far this year by looking at the number, the actual goals they've given up, and also by the advanced metrics. They've been bottom five. And then we're looking at a Columbus team under Wilfred Nancy, who scored six goals, I think, one game, four goals another game, even without Cucho. Again, who's probably, I don't think he's going to be back this week, but again, they're scoring goals without him for fun. I think this is going to be another exciting game in Charlotte. Columbus is going to score at least two goals in this one. At +140, I'll take it at over 1.5 goals. We're going to see Nantes' team again score another two goals. That doesn't mean they're going to win this game, but I think it's going to be another high flying one.
That is a really great spot, honestly. This completely flew under my radar, and yeah, I'm as you're talking about it, I'm looking at the numbers a little bit, and yeah, Columbus is like top six in the league for non-penalty
Yes.
expected goals created. Charlotte is third worst in the league, only behind Montreal and RSL, which I'll talk about in a second. So yeah, I mean, that's at +140. That's a great spot. Also considering, like, Columbus has been playing really tough opposition too. Like, they've had a tough schedule and they've still been able to score those goals. And it's kind of like running with the parachute on your back. You go from playing, like, I'm looking at their schedule, New England, who's good. Okay, DC isn't any good, but they've played Atlanta, Philadelphia. Like, they've played some good teams. So yeah, I like that play. Speaking of another bad defense, I've hit four out of five underdogs in a row here. So I'm looking to make it five out of six. I am back on the Lucci gang. Yet again, man, we're gonna keep riding it until it quits cashing for us, because I think you've cashed at least one ticket on San Jose. I've cashed two tickets on San Jose in 8 weeks. We're riding San Jose again. They are plus, I'm taking half unit on plus 230, half unit on minus 130, double chance. They're going to RSL this weekend, an RSL team that lost to FC Dallas last weekend, kind of gave up a late goal. They played well. They actually played pretty well in that game. It was probably one of their better performances of the season. But they have, there was always a mythology around Rio Tinto. I guess, what is it, America First Field now? RSL kind of had that mythology about being a really good home team, but that hasn't really played out this year. And I think it's clear that they're just not a good team in general at this point. San Jose, I've probably said this on what, five out of our eight shows. Team Carlos Carrasco is back in the starting lineup, and that guy just does not lose very often. The only two games San Jose has lost this year, the one where Thiago Almada just went God mode in stoppage time, and then the game at St. Louis where he got hurt in the middle of the game and things fell apart. They have not lost another game besides that. They're a better team than Real Salt Lake. It's not a far travel. It's not like they're flying 3 hours, 4 hours across the country. It's a short, probably what, like a 1 hour flight from San Jose to Salt Lake City. So I really like them coming in at plus 230 here at this number. I think this is probably again 20, 30, 40 cents too high. RSL is a good home team, but in general, but I like San Jose this weekend. A couple of other numbers here that back this up. They are San Jose is third in non-penalty expected goals created, whereas RSL is tied for the worst team in the league for non-penalty expected goals per shot, meaning they're giving up really good quality chances defensively. So I like overs in this game. I like both teams to score. I think it was like minus 160, so that's a tough one. I would definitely take a look at like both teams to score and San Jose to win. That might be like plus 450, plus 500 for a little sprinkle. But yeah, give me the Quakes this weekend. When you texted me your pick, now I know I picked the game that was again, I got the pick in. This would have been your pick as well. And I was definitely surprised at this pick for your underdog, but they're due. At the end of the day, they're due. Let's hear it.
Yeah, look, I mean, look, they have not been a good team this year. It's Sporting Kansas City, plus 350. Obviously, they're going on the road this week. They're playing a New England team that is generally pretty good at home. Let's just take a look at the advanced
Yeah,
numbers.
let's
The
hear it. Let's
advanced
hear it.
numbers say that SKC has not been as bad as their record would seem to
True.
indicate. Obviously, they are struggling to score goals right now. But they're creating chances. And New England has been kind of lucky to be where they are. If you look at their rolling expected goals over the last five games, they're actually negative 1.6, and Sporting Kansas City is negative 0.4. So SKC has been a better team over the last five games or so. If you look at some of the advanced numbers, now that doesn't mean I generally, if you would ask me who is going to win this game, if one team is going to win this game, it's probably going to be New England. But I think SKC, weird things happen in MLS. Teams break out of slumps. Somebody's not going to get a freaking red card in this game for SKC. How about that? I think it should start off with that. And you give me plus 350 on the board. I'll take that for half a unit, and then double chance is still plus money at 105.
Yeah, it's they just can't score goals. That's the problem. You got to score a goal to win a game. And that's just something they are heavily struggling with, let's just say. But yeah, let's see what happens. What I mentioned this one to you is another one that I was looking at. Austin going to LA Galaxy this weekend. LA is like minus 115. I think that LA is one of the two or three worst teams in the league. Does that get on your radar at all?
It did. I was looking at it. I just feel like, well, first of all, the numbers that I saw were not actually that close. 275 for Austin, and 350 for SKC, obviously.
Sure.
So obviously a little better numbers for SKC, but obviously LA is a worse team than New England. I just feel like at some point this has to end for LA. Austin's not really showing us much of anything.
Nothing.
And I mean, not that LA is a bit, I mean, it's LA scored two goals against LAFC last week. I just it's too it's just one of those games where you have no idea what's going to happen. I feel like this New England SKC game is, I don't know, there's trends that would say, hey, let's take a look at this. There's no trends that say, let's
Yeah.
take a look at Austin right now.
That's a very good point. That's a quote. If I could make a quote graphic, no trends to look at Austin, because that game against Vancouver was like, look, if you've had bad luck, but you're ready to break out of it, you're going to beat Vancouver at home, and they couldn't even get a goal. So, now looking to our goal scorers, I've been really struggling this year, and I've decided to go just completely kind of off the board with this one a little bit. And I am curious to hear your thoughts as a guy who watches Red Bulls every week. I took the Ben Bear Oso strategy of who is the best, who is the worst defensive team in the league, and let's take the starting forward on the team that's playing them. So I took Tom Barlow. He's plus 285 going to Montreal this weekend. DC didn't create a lot of chances. The Red Bulls haven't been terrible at like creating chances this year. They haven't done a good job of scoring them. But Barlow, he does have a goal. I think he's like second or third on the team in expected goals. Plus 285. I'm gonna take a dart throw on this one. As the Red Bull fan, what are your thoughts on
I mean, it's kind of
that
crazy.
one? Okay.
All I'll say is my Red Bulls group chat is gonna be very excited about this pick.
Let's
Big
go.
Tom
Let's
Barlow fans.
go.
Obviously, Badgers, let's go.
Yes.
Wisconsin grad, so I'm happy about that. But if you were to ask me if I would have to bet on this, I would say not the best idea.
I threw the dart. The dart is thrown. I need something to break my streak here, because I'm saying right now, I'm going big for my goal scores for the next few weeks. I'm gonna go
All
like
right.
plus 200 or higher
All
every game.
right. Well, whatever you're doing isn't working out well for you right now, so I might as well try something
Exactly.
different.
The definition of insanity.
Yes.
Now you went big as well. I mean, we went pretty big on our goal scores. This guy didn't
Yeah.
beat me last week. I guess this would have been a better transition to start off with this one from our Austin LA discussion, but let's hear it.
Yeah, I mean, look, I was going through my usual stuff, bad defenses against, against the top goal scorer on the other team. If you look at Montreal Rebels, that's what you did. So obviously couldn't do that, even though Tom Barlow being the top goal scorer is just a hilarious thing to say.
I love it.
And then the other one I was looking at, where was this one? Oh, I was looking at Bobasi,
Yeah,
on
that's a
the
good one.
road. I mean, look, you're gonna find out in a second that I am going with an on the road pick, but I think the number was, let me just double check this. I believe it was like plus 180.
Yeah, I can't not, yeah, not for
Or
a
plus
bogey.
180. Yeah, it was
Yeah.
plus 180. So it's not good enough for me for a road team, even though I think I'd like your San Jose pick. So look, there wasn't any trends for Austin, but there is trends for LA being a not a good defensive team
And giving up penalties.
and giving up penalties. So we're gonna go with the penalty take on Austin, the guy that we always go with. Plus 260 for Jiri.
It's
I
juicy.
couldn't find anything else that was better, so we're going with that one.
Let's see. And also, I love this pick. If Sega Koulibaly starts for the
Yeah,
Galaxy,
exactly. He was a disaster again in El Tráfico.
he's a sleeper cell for the opposition. That's one that I'm going to feel really good about, potentially giving up a PK if we can get him on the field for the Galaxy, maybe 90 minutes. So, all right, we'll wrap it up with that. Good luck to your bets this week, and thanks for listening, and we'll catch you next time on BetMLS.